Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. There will not be a contested primary election race for the state's 98th district representative, but there will be a contested race for it in the fall general election. The 98th district consists of all of Huron County and most of Sanilac County, along with parts of Lapeer and Tuscola counties. Incumbent Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville is being challenged by newcomer Democrat April Ozentoski of Bad Axe. The two will square off during the November election. There will be a hotly contested race during the primary election in August for the 64th District Representative. Democrats from Port Huron who are running are John Anter, Matthew Castillo, and Kevin Huvelman are running for the nomination. Republicans who are running for that party's nomination are Georgie Baldwin of Port Huron, Gary Eisen of St. Clair Township, Ryan Maxson of Smiths Creek, and Joseph Pavlov of Kimball Township. The 64th District covers most of St. Clair County and all of Worth Township in Sanilac County. The Seaboyne Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car, left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by the Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger hailing from the Detroit metro area were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Chief Stephen Repke of the Seaboyne Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. Despite Seaboyne's relatively low crime rate, residents are encouraged to remain vigilant and adhere to security measures like the 9 p.m. routine to prevent further incidents. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights will close its doors permanently on July 1st, marking the end of an era for the once thriving shopping hub. Efforts are underway to clear out remaining stores as plans for redevelopment progress. Originally set to begin earlier, the groundbreaking for the mixed-use city center on Lakeside Mall site is now scheduled for late 2025. The project aims to turn the area into a vibrant hub with residences, parks, a hotel, offices, retail spaces, and dining options. According to Click on Detroit, negotiations with major department stores like Lord & Taylor and Sears have caused delays, but agreements have already been reached with Macy's and JCPenney. To speed up the process, the Sterling Heights City Council has earmarked $3 million in grant funds to buy the remaining department store spaces. Expected to take around a decade from demolition to completion, the Lakeside Mall development project holds the promise of revitalizing Sterling Heights and creating a modern, community-focused destination. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Georgia Republican is forcing her colleagues to choose sides after Democratic leaders announced they'd provide the votes to save the Republican Speaker's job. Speaking outside the Capitol on Wednesday, Greene railed against Republican Party leaders and pushed back against public entreaties from Donald Trump and others to avoid another messy political fight so close to the November election. With Green was Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky, one of the few lawmakers to join her effort. They said Johnson isn't up to the job. Johnson responded that the attempt to oust him is wrong for the country. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Selma Mae Maurer, age 94 of Fillion, passed away on Tuesday, April the 30th. A funeral service for Selma Mae Maurer will be held on Friday, May the 3rd at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Burial will be in the Colfax Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Friday from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Maurer family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.